Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas, Tavshin Ayin. In Parshas Chukas, we have the episode of the Mei Meriva, where Moshe Rabbeinu, together with Aaron, were told to speak to the rock, V'dibartem el hasela, speak to the rock, and then it will give forth its waters to provide for Bnei Yisrael and their animals. And instead, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, as it says, "Vayaches hasela b'mateu pa'amoyim." He hit the rock twice, and it seems pretty clear as the pasuk then continues that "Yan lehamantem bi," Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, "Because lehamantem bi, you did not place your emuna, you did not cause emuna, lahakdisheni, to sanctify me, la'ena b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, you will not go into Eretz Yisrael, you will not be the ones to take Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael." And it seems to be that that's the reason, because indeed he hit the rock. At the same time, there's a Rashi earlier in Parshas Bahalaischa, when the Klal Yisrael were complaining also about the lack of food. Here they were complaining about a lack of water. There they were complaining about a lack of food. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hashem, what am I going to do? How am I going to provide for them?" And Hashem says, "Don't worry, I'll give them enough food." Moshe says, "Sheish me'aselef ragli ha'am, there's so many Yidden, so many Jews. And v'yata marti, you say, Boser etan lechem v'ochel chedesh yomim, hatzeinu v'okor. Yishochid lem mozalem." Am I going to be able to find enough animals to just shech them all and give it to them? It's called the Geayom. And here Rashi says this is a very strong charge against Moshe Rabbeinu, although the sin of it is not mentioned in the Torah. Rashi says over there, "Ze echad me'arba'ah advarim." These are one of the four places that Rabbi Kiva darshined and Rabbi Shimon disagreed with him. Rabbi Kiva said that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said this complaint against Hashem, we're not sure is this worse by saying, "Hashem, am I going to find enough animals out there to provide for Bnei Israel?" Or is it worse the fact that he said, "Shimuna Hamayrim, listen you impatient ones, you rebellious ones," like he says in this week's parasha when he came time to bring them the water. The Eizu Kasha, Oy Shimu Hamayrim, or this one. Since this was not said in public, this was said directly only to Hashem in private, so the Torah didn't decide to inform us about this terrible sin the way Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, and therefore he was not punished for it. But by the Mei Meriva was done in public, he spoke to Klal Yisrael, he used these harsh words to Klal Yisrael, therefore the Torah did not cover it up. So it seems to be, what's the sin? The sin was because he said Shimuna Hamayrim, and the way he spoke, that seems to be the sin. And this is one of the problems that the Rishonim really deal with. What exactly was the chet of a Memoriva? What did Moshe and Aaron do wrong? And the Ramban gives five different ideas from the Rishonim. We'll discuss one pshat here from the Maral, which Maral says here in the Gurariyeh, and he supplements it with things that he wrote in the Gevuras Hashem, as is his way. Maral says, very interesting, he says it could be Shimuna Hamerim is just the beginning of that pasuk, but it means really go to the end of the pasuk where he hit the rock, and that's really the problem. But says the Maral, both the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael angrily, "Shimuna Hamerim, listen up, you stubborn people. Do you think you can get water from this rock? And I'll show you, if Hashem wants to provide, He can provide for you. And therefore don't complain against Him." He says that sin of saying Shimuna Hamerim and the sin of hitting the rock is really one and the same. What is that? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to happen over here? What did he want? What was the lesson he wanted Klal Yisrael to learn? As the pasuk says, "Yan lo ha'amantim bi." What is "Yan lo ha'amantim bi"? Well, you just didn't trust in me, you didn't have your faith in me. It says when a person gets angry, And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and he said, Shimuna Hamayrim, and he spoke harshly against Bnei Yisrael. When a person gets angry, that means that he is not besimcha, that he's not calm, he's not content. And if he's not calm and content, he's not besimcha, that means he's lacking in his level of emuna. And indeed, a nice happened. As the famous question is, does it make a difference if the water comes out of a rock miraculously from speaking to it or from hitting from it? Hitting it is also a tremendous miracle. It's true. But in the way that Moshe Rabbeinu performed this miracle, by hitting the rock and therefore water coming out, he did so in a state of anger. He did so in a state of lack of simcha. And since there was a lack of simcha, that means there was a lack of emunah on Moshe Rabbeinu's part. And if there's a lack of emunah on Moshe Rabbeinu's part, then the lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in part here to Klal Yisrael is missing. And the lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in part to Klal Yisrael is that we always have to have our full faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could provide for us whenever and wherever, in the most unexpected circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could provide for us. As Rashi says, had he spoken to the rock, ilu dibardem el hasela v'hoitzi, and then water would have come forth, ha'isi mekudish le'enei ha'ida, my name would have been sanctified. And they would have said, if the rock, who doesn't speak, who doesn't hear, still gives forth water, another still listens to Hashem's commands of it, certainly we have to. In other words, what Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to happen over here was that Bnei Yisrael should learn the lesson of doing Hashem's will just from when Hashem speaks to them, and not when Hashem has to hit them. Just like the rock would have given forth its water just from Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to them, and not when Moshe Rabbeinu hit them. There's no difference in terms of a miracle happening, that's true. But in terms of how they viewed Moshe Rabbeinu here, they viewed him angrily. They viewed him that he said, Shimuna Hamayrim, and then he hit the rock, and the hitting the rock is also a sign of anger. So the miracle was performed, that Hashem performed the miracle, but that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was angry. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was angry, that means there was you can't be angry and besimcha at the same time. And if you're not besimcha, that means you're not with your full capacity of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Hashem wanted to teach here was that Klal Yisrael has to believe in Hashem to the point where we do Hashem's will because we have so much emunah in Him, not out of anger, not out of being hit, but out of sheer simcha. And if Hashem just speaks to us and tells us to do, and then we do. And that's that lesson, which is maybe minute in the difference in terms of our seeing the nace happening over here and the amunah that we would have in Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem says, but that's what I wanted to provide over here. Yan loy ha'emantem, you didn't provide the highest level of amunah for Klal Yisrael over here. Had Klal Yisrael seen, you just calmly spoke to the rock, means you were in a total state of simcha because you were in a total state of amunah, that's the lesson they would have taken from the rock. They would have said, wow, this rock just does exactly Hashem's will when everybody's calm and everybody's besimcha and everyone is placing their full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because bitachon equals simcha. And if a person is besimcha, that's a sign that he has bitachon. And if a person is angry, that's a sign he does not have bitachon. That's a sign he's lacking in his confidence and his total security in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that lack of emunah on Moshe Rabbeinu was part at his level, therefore did not give over the proper lesson to Bnei Yisrael, that the way we should do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way we should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is with our full faith in Him. All Hashem has to do is v'dibartem, He just has to speak to us. Like Moshe Rabbeinu would have spoken to the rock. All He has to do is speak to us. And then in our sheer emunah and betachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which brings us to a level of simcha, which then we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon b'simcha. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing the Ratzon Hashem here, but he was doing so with kas. Abnes was performed, but was done so in a state of anger. And if it's a state of anger, then there's lacking of simcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want Klal Yisrael to learn the lesson of the rock, that the rock does my Ratzon, but it does so just speaking to it. It does so in a state of kaviyochel, of simcha, in a state of emunah. And that lesson was not taught properly. And therefore, there was this punishment.